It's rare to see Native American students on college campuses. They make up less than 1% of students nationwide, and they often struggle once they arrive. Recent research suggests half of them fail to graduate. Claudio Sanchez of the NPR Ed team visited a program that has helped Native students beat those odds. It starts way before they arrive on campus.
The journey for these teenagers begins in earnest at a five-day retreat run by College Horizons. This one hosted by Lawrence University in Appleton, Wisconsin.
College Pride, Native Pride. College Pride, Native Pride.
College Horizons' motto, College Pride, Native Pride, fills the cavernous room. Admissions officers from top-tier colleges join in. Then, one by one, 85 students introduce themselves.
Hi, my name is Maya Redhorse. I'm from the Cheyenne River.
I shake your hand with a good heart. My name is Wyatt Jewett.
My name is Shane Scraper. I come from Willow Canyon High School all the way in Surprise, Arizona.
It's a diverse bunch from some of the 565 federally recognized tribes in the U.S. What these students have in common is that they all excel academically. Many are straight-A students. Now, you'd think that colleges would be lining up to recruit and enroll these kids, and yet even the brightest among them were not on anybody's radar.
We're talking about a population that is so underrepresented and so underserved. I'm Carmen Lopez, Executive Director of College Horizons, and I'm a citizen of the Navajo Nation.
Lopez, a graduate of Harvard and Dartmouth College, says these Native students are overlooked because they're isolated. Their schools are too poor, too understaffed to offer them any meaningful advice or counseling about college. Many have had little or no access to college prep or advanced placement courses. Of course, Lopez says this puts Native students at a huge disadvantage, which is why she invites admissions officers to these retreats.
I want colleges to recognize that in their story and in what they've presented academically, because this is the student that's going to do well in your college because they've already had so much thrown at them.
Lopez says something happens when you sit face to face with Native students and hear their stories. Powerful, painful, and yet uplifting stories, like the one a Navajo girl named Martinique shared with me and a few other students.
When I was born, my mom, she couldn't take care of me at all. So she just put me up for adoption like a couple days after I was born. I guess I was unwanted.
The only people who wanted her, says Martinique, were her grandparents.
And my grandma and grandpa, they always told me that even though you have a bad past, you can make it better. So having this past made me stronger.
But the way Native Americans are perceived hurts, says Theo Velez, 17. Although he lives in Los Angeles, his roots are in Alaska.
Yes, in Alaska and, you know, in Rampart, my tribe, there is a lot of, you know, trauma, and there is cycles of alcoholism and abuse and suicide. This is the stereotype that people think of when they think of, you know, Alaskan Natives. And sadly, some of it is true, you know, and that's why I'm here, you know, so I can change this to kind of end one cycle and begin another.
Jordan Lesensi, a Pueblo Indian from New Mexico, says his parents wanted the best education for him, so they sent him to a private school in Albuquerque.
I kind of grew up in like a cultural dilemma. Living in the city, I guess I was like Indian on the weekends, city kid on the weekdays.
For 17-year-old Malia Sarsona, the question is she Native enough?
I am only 6.25% Native Hawaiian, and a lot of people have called me that imposter, that person who is pretending to be Hawaiian. I am barely anything.
For Native students, identity can either be a blessing or a burden. In some ways, that's what this five-day retreat is really all about.
I'm prepping them for the blows that they're going to take when they arrive to their college campuses.
Again, Carmen Lopez, head of College Horizons.
So that when those cowboy and Indian parties at our sorority and fraternities happen, when professors call out a student to speak on behalf of all Native nations, I hope that it's more of a sting than such a punch in the gut.
After 3 days of workshops, lectures, and long, long meetings, students have started rehearsing their presentations scheduled for the final day. It's one of the highlights of the program, a celebration of Native culture. Choreographing this Native dance is Mason Panuelo.
And I am a Mohawk from Akwesasne, New York. The music that we were listening to, it's like a social dance where we bring everyone in together and just dance for long periods of time.
After practice, kids go back to their favorite dance music. The next morning, it's back to the business at hand, a lecture about what college admissions officials say they look for and care less about.
We know, and we will remind you a million times, your test score is not an indicator of your academic potential or ability. So do not get fixated on that.
That's Ali Levi, a former high school guidance counselor and now college admissions officer. His message, you are not a number. Still, every day during this retreat, students are reminded that Stanford, Yale, Brown, Bowdoin, Caltech, MIT, and Duke do look at numbers, GPA, class rank, SAT, and ACT scores. But you can tell that the last few days have been about much, much more than filling out college applications and financial aid forms. For many of these students, it's been a reaffirmation of identity and purpose. Before they say goodbye, one group of students puts up a poster that reads, "Be as tough as the land that made you." Ahead of College Horizons, Carmen Lopez tells students to ask themselves three questions before they leave.
What are your fears about going to college? How will you overcome those fears? What will you bring to your college campus as a Native student?
Lopez hopes that when they answer these questions, they'll know if they're ready. Claudio Sanchez, NPR News.